Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got two big guests coming up. We got medical doctor Rima LeBeau coming up to talk about a bunch of key issues. We'll tell you about that when she comes up. Then we have the high-level multi-star general joining us to talk about some incredible issues later in this hour as well into the third hour. Right now, let's go right back to your calls, get some more in. Zane, where are you calling us from today?
Hello?
Yes, Zane, where are you calling us from?
South Carolina.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'd just like to make a few points. I'm a senior at high school, at Eastside High School in Greer, South Carolina.
Yes.
I was listening to these two females talking about Independence Day. They had just figured out why we celebrated July the 4th, and they had no earthly idea that the Constitution was separate from the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I was talking to a British film crew who was here, and they were freaked out because multiple times they had people go, you're English. Does that mean you come from that place called England? And, of course, this harkens back to the big geography beast studies they do every year. Two-thirds of people 18 to 24 can't find Iraq on a map.
And it's supposed to be a place of learning where we learn. These two girls are in a U.S. history class, and they should have learned it, but they just don't care anymore. I'd also like to make a point of working as a Boy Scout leader. I just made Eagle Scout, and I turned 18. I decided to stay on as a Boy Scout leader. I was talking to the main leader, and he wanted my email address. You know, it's Zane with M4, whatever. And he said, that's paramilitary. Homeland Security is going to be all over you. And I said, I already know they are. Being a survivalist, whenever I order a survival supply or a paramilitary-style supply, it is always delayed.
Wait a minute. You're an Eagle Scout. You're a leader. The leader above you said you can't have that address with InfoWars. Oh, see, this is the... Well, you know, in South Carolina, they have the anti-terror training manual that says any property rights activist, we're all terrorists. And just any red-blooded American is a terrorist. And this shows the Stasi mentality. So he knew what InfoWars was, huh?
He didn't know what it was, but he thought it was too paramilitary. Whenever I order a paramilitary-style object for survivalist, supplies, it is always delayed in Greenville. It's always opened. All the packages are always opened. The box is always roughed up, and you can always see where they used a different type of tape.
Oh, yeah, that's our free country, sir. That's our free country. I flew back from New York and bought my daughter a silver baby rattle at Tiffany's. It was like $80. And they got into my bags that I checked. They pulled it out. They unwrapped it out of the wrapper, didn't even rewrap the packaging, ripped the packaging off, and threw the rattle in the bag. That's our free country, sir, having our stuff dug through, our mail read. Does it make you sick?
Freedom loving Eagle Scout, and they're supposed to be fighting a war to give us freedom, and they make me the terrorist, and that makes me sick.
Well, God bless you, sir. It's good they're real patriots.
One more.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you still have... I had a teacher who didn't believe me that police... were tasering little kids, so I told her I'd find 5 articles where they tasered someone under 10.
Just type into Google, 6-year-old tasered, 5-year-old tasered, child tasered, you'll get it.
You still have that taser archive on Infowars.com?
Yeah, somewhere in there, but it's all over the news, sir. Just go to Google and type in child tasered, and you'll get hundreds.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's jam in Chad in Texas. Chad, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Chad.
Yeah, I just got a couple quick things. The other night they had that worship piece on about Donald Rumsfeld on Fox News.
About what a great leader he is, yes.
Oh, yeah, like he was, God and everything. And I don't know if you heard about what he said when they asked him about 9/11.
He said, fabulous.
Well, he had a piece of the plane, and he says, is this a piece of the plane that hit the Pentagon?
And the reporter says, fabulous.
Yeah, and he says, yes, I like to look at it. It's a reminder of what happened and who we are. That's just a weird, one of those Freudian things that most people, hidden in plain sight deal. And,
well, he has said twice that a missile hit the Pentagon, and he said twice they shot down 93. Do you have anything else you want to add, Chad?
Yeah, really quick.
Well, stay there. I got to get the guest on, but I'll go back to you because I don't want to shortchange you. Stay there. Everybody stay there. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Rima E. Labo is our guest, medical doctor. And this is going to be an interesting interview. We're going to be mixing in multiple subjects together, and we'll go to your calls early in this hour, so I know it'll be all over the map. And then, of course, her husband, we're just having them both on together at the same time, is Albert N. Stubblebine III, Major General, U.S. Army, retired. And others bill him as kind of an expert in unconventional weapons, and we don't mean WMDs, folks. We mean, I guess, weapons of the mind, mind sciences. I would call him the father, that's what he's called, of remote viewing, which we've never discussed on this broadcast. Now, I'm not saying it's real or it's not real. I'm just saying it's real that they have these projects, and I've read some of the speeches he's given. He can't get into too much on it because a lot of it's classified, but he ran these programs. And so he's like the leader of the good guys in the X-Files or something, or maybe the X-Men. So this is just wild stuff. And both our guests are extremely intelligent. And first we're going to be talking about the Codex Alimentarius, which I am up on, this big international move by the drug companies to get laws passed at the state level, I mean the nation-state level, to restrict even over-the-counter medicines, vitamin C. And very, very serious. We saw Clinton back in the early 90s, raid the hundreds and hundreds of the health food stores, and they're trying to demonize it. And it's very, very serious. So we'll talk about that first, and then we'll kind of move in to some of the other things that the general and his wife have been working on. So first off, doctor, it's good to have you on. And general, it's good to have you on.
Well, thank you.
First off, Doctor, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. LeBeau and Labow, and then we'll get into Mr. Stubblebine's history, just so listeners know who we've got on.
Well, I'm a physician. I've been practicing drug-free natural medicine for better than 35 years. I was graduated from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine with an MD degree in 1970. I was trained in psychiatry, child, adolescent, adult psychiatry, and throughout my entire career, I have been asking non-allopathic, non-conventional medicine questions that all have a similar thrust. The thrust is about why, whereas allopathic medicine only looks at how. How do we suppress this symptom? How do we make this problem go away? I've been asking, why does the problem occur? And then, what's the best way to fix the problem at the causal level?
So you're trying to fix the cause instead of treating the symptoms.
Precisely. And the best way is never, in my estimation, if you're not dealing with acute or traumatic situations, the best way is never to poison enzyme systems.
Well,
and go
ahead.
And that's what every drug does.
Well, that's my view on the hospital. When I break a leg or cut a finger off, I go to the hospital, but I don't go to the doctor for anything else.
Certainly not. Not if you want to be healthy. Doctors are not trained in health. They're trained in illness, and they are therefore part of the illness industry. And they are not only destroying our economy, they are killing our population, most of them unwittingly. So when I look at health, I look at clean, unadulterated food, and I look at nutrients, vitamins, minerals in supply to allow people to develop abundant health. And the more toxic our world is, the higher the doses of the nutrients that we need. Codex, which is run by and which serves the purposes of the five big elements in our world, that's big pharma, big chema, big agribiz, big biotechna, and big medica, Codex would like to have healthy people disappear because they're bad customers, and to be able to do anything it wants to the food supply and take away nutrients domestically and internationally.
Now, doctor, at the same time, I want to go over some of the history of Codex Alimentarius, what we're facing, because a lot of people, even though I've read the documents, I've seen the laws they're trying to pass in Europe and here, some of the laws they have passed in Europe, the general public is still in denial, people I talk to, oh, they're not going to ban or restrict my vitamins, you're crazy, even when this is happening. So I want to go over that with you. Then we're also going to shift gears later into some other subjects, but both of you can speak to this. General, please tell us about your history and some of the things we'll be discussing today as well, because we're really honored to have you on. Both of you are renaissance individuals. You're involved in so much. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I started out as an Army brat, so I was actually in the Army from the day I was born. Graduated from West Point Military Academy in 1952. I've commanded at every level, from second lieutenant all the way up to major general. My last assignments as a general officer, I had the intelligence center and school down at Fort Huachuca, so I've actually been a school marm, and which was a fascinating assignment. I then was the commanding general of the Electronic Research and Development Command, so I had seven different Army R&D labs, so I've done quite a bit of work in the research and development world. And then my last assignment had all of the intelligence, strategic intelligence forces in the Army. These are the Army strategic intelligence forces around the world. So I have got a very, very wide, very diffuse set of experiences, and actually loved all of them.
Absolutely, and I just want to give people a hint of what's coming up later. Remote viewing, you are recognized as the father of what is known as remote viewing. Can you tell us how far you can go today and how much you can discuss?
Well, I'm not sure whether I'm the father. Maybe the the uncle-in-law. Anyway,
well, you certainly brought it into the Army.
I have been. I had the resources. I was the boss, I guess, is what you say, of the Army's remote viewing resources when I had INSCOM. And you know, a lot of people think, is it real? And the answer is, yeah. The answer is, it is very real, and it is very usable and very workable. Now, it takes training, it takes skill, it takes careful management, but it works.
Well, I want to get into that because, and you know, it's funny, a book was written about me, and I've tried to be friendly about it, but the thing is a work of fiction. I don't know if you know this, but Ronson wrote them, and I'm like three chapters of it, and a movie's even being made about it by Jack Black. And I contacted Jack Black and said, fine, I'm glad you're making a movie about it, but just please know, a lot of this stuff in here is not true. I mean, John Ronson's got me cowering in the bushes afraid of vampires. Literally, folks. The guy is just, I'm not gonna even give him any attention. I don't wanna get too much into that today, but I can give you a chance to set the record straight if you'd like, because I don't think you'll find many people that have been in the same crosshairs as you, General.
Well, I can tell you what, I have never killed a goat with my mind.
Of course, the book is The Men Who Stare at Goats. Yeah.
Nor walk through a wall.
No, I haven't walked through a wall either. So there are certainly some extensions of the process in describing it, I think, for sensationalism. But, you know, when it first came out and I first learned about it, the impulse was to sue somebody. And I finally said, I'm not going to give them the opportunity to get the publicity. I'm just not going to go there. So.
Well, I know John. You know, he followed me around for about a year off and on, and then he acts real friendly, and then in the final equation, I still want to like the guy. And I mean, I can't knock him that bad. There's going to be a movie made about me because of it. It's just it's not going to be... I mean, he calls it satire, so I think he thinks he can get away with it, but people don't read that stuff as satire.
No, they don't. And
well, just very quickly, Alex... we didn't know that we knew John Ronson because the person that Bert and I spoke to, primarily Bert, presented himself under a totally different name as a BBC videographer making a documentary. And much to our surprise, we later discovered that that person turned out to have been Ronson with a cameraman who wasn't apparently recording anything, and a fake name and fake ID and so on. So we're not real high on his stock right now.
No, I understand. I've tried to be diplomatic about it. I could say a lot more. It's let's just say this. There is a lot of fiction in what he writes, and that he does not... Sorry.
Yeah, I just don't want to give it any more traction.
Hey, we're done, sir. It's just, I mean, it needed to be brought up because people ask about... Well, we're going to break here in just a moment. Let's get into Codex Alimentarius and Greg Battelle when we get back, and then we really appreciate your time. It's very gracious, and I want to spend a lot of time on the military and you know, some of the things you developed, and this is a real treat to have both of you on. We're about to break here in a minute, but Doctor, would you like to begin getting into
sure
the history?
Would.
Okay.
Codex Alimentarius came out of the fertile mind of a convicted Nazi war criminal. After the Nuremberg War Tribunal, the head manager of IG Farben, which your readers and listeners probably understand the nature of pretty well, it was the German war machine, the industrial side of it, Fritz Termeer, small T-E-R, capital M-E-E-R, was sitting in jail, and he said, well, that didn't work. What do we do next? And he said, I've got it. We'll take over the world's food supply. So when he got out 4 years later in 1952 and went back to work as at the president level of Bayer Pharmaceutical, which had been part of IG Farben, the same people who make Bayer aspirin, of course, he went to his friends at the UN, and he said, hey, I've got a cool idea. We can take over the world's food supply. And they said, yeah, let's do that. 10 years later, the Codex Alimentarius Commission was born, and it began setting standards, regulations, and guidelines meant to control the international trade of food. It was a completely irrelevant organization.
Dr. Labo, we've got a break. General Stubblebine, we've got a break. Husband and wife, very interesting folks. This is me so much today. Your phone call's coming up as well. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Dr. Rena Lebo joins us with her husband, Albert M. Stubblebine. Albert N. Stubblebine III ran some of the most highly classified U.S. government programs that we've seen in modern history. We're talking about Codex Alimentarius. Please continue, Doctor, and pop in anytime, General, you want to add something.
Got it.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. So we were saying that the Codex Alimentarius Commission was founded in 1963 and in 62 and began work in 63, and it was pretty irrelevant. Nobody was paying any attention to it because everything that it was setting up, all the standards, guidelines, and regulations, were voluntary and therefore irrelevant until 1994. That's the year when Codex acquired teeth. The teeth are the trade sanctions that the World Trade Organization can impose if a country is found through its dispute resolution process to be setting up, quote, a barrier to trade. Now, what that means is that since the World Trade Organization accepted Codex as a standard for dispute resolution around food, and notice I said a standard, not the standard. That turns out to be immensely important to your survival and to the survival of your children and loved ones. So Codex was accepted as a standard for the dispute resolution process around food by the World Trade Organization. And at that point, Codex became relevant. And Codex noticed how relevant it became and started telling countries around the world that in order to protect themselves from the World Trade Organization sanctions, which are so big that they can fell the economy of even the biggest country, let alone the vulnerable economies of countries like Ethiopia and Peru, that they had to adopt the Codex standards not only for international trade, which is what Codex governs, but also for their own domestic laws. In other words, every country in the world has been told that because Codex is a good thing, because it prevents the World Trade Organization sanctions from being imposed, and because it is science-based, remember that phrase, science-based, that every country in the world needs to adopt all of the Codex regulation standards and guidelines.
And, Doctor, let me just go back for a second, because every few months I see an article where the U.S. or England or Japan is sanctioned $1 billion, $5 billion, or more in some cases, over the smallest, quote, trade infraction. And the World Trade Organization, admittedly, it now has more authority over our trade than Congress.
Exactly. And so if every country in the world fears those $1 billion, $2 billion, $5 billion, half a billion trade sanctions, they're going to run to protect their economies and let the devil take the hindermost. Well, it turns out that since 1994, every single Codex decision, and I want to tell you that there are standards on the production of frog's legs, apricot preserves, meat products, sardines, milk, everything that can legally go into your mouth, dietary supplements included, but drugs excluded. Codex governs everything that can legally go into your mouth with the exception of drugs. Since then, every single one of the standards, guidelines, and regulations promulgated by Codex that I have read, and I have read thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pages of this horror before my husband and I closed our practice of natural medicine in order to take this on, every single one of those decisions has been based on what is good for the five bigs, big pharma, big biotechna, big chema, big agribiz, and big medica. They are not based on health. They are not based on consumer protection. For instance, Codex has already determined that all food must be irradiated. All animals used for the production of food must be treated with antibiotics. All animals used for the production of food must be treated with growth hormones.
And must be tagged, too. This is all part of phasing out the small farms.
Must be tagged. And the next thing that happens, of course, is that people get tagged. Organic standards have been horribly degraded. And since the food has to be irradiated before it can be shipped internationally, what's organic about it anyway? Now, nutrients. A lot of people who have heard of Codex, and because of the blackout in the major media, that's not a lot of people. But of the people who have heard of Codex, they think that it only pertains to vitamins and mineral supplements. That's absolutely untrue.
It's a total control grid, as the UN has said at the World UN Food Summit they had in Beijing in 96. They will use food as a weapon.
Exactly. And the food
Well, we got a break, doctor. Stay there. This is riveting information right on target from my research. We'll get General Stubblebine's comments on this as well, and a lot more. And your calls are coming up after this quick break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to cover the information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Bobby in California, Chad in Texas, Jamie in Kentucky, Matt in New York, many others. Your calls are coming up. We'll get to a few before this segment ends, and I hope to keep our guests into the next hour because there's so much to talk about. Albert N. Stubblebine III, Major General, U.S. Army, retired. We could talk to him for 10 hours. There's so much. And his wife, incredibly informed, with a special view into all this, is a medical doctor who's dealt with this, and she's joining us right now, Rima Labow. So doctor and general, please continue with the information that you were just discussing, getting in to the Codex Alimentarius and what it controls and how it's now being basically put into force.
Well, Alex, you said that the Beijing conference, UN conference, said that food would be used as a weapon. No. Food is being used as a weapon. Healthy people can think and have the energy and vitality to raise their voices and, if necessary, their fists and say, no, I don't think so. People who are not fluoridated into willing compliance can say, no, I don't think so, and take the necessary steps to enforce that that resistance. People who are ill, people who are dependent upon drugs, because all natural means of health promotion and health protection have been eliminated.
Dr. Labo, I've got to stop you. Again, I hate to bring up a book that was written about you, but by the time you're done reading it, it's like you guys are these evil New World Order occultists running around with long vampire teeth. But then in reality, you guys sound just like myself. You know all about what's going on. You know about the fluoride. I've read some of your writings. You're totally up to speed, cutting edge on everything. No wonder you guys got a hit piece written on you. It's really refreshing. General, can you jump in for a second before the doctor continues?
Yes,
General Stubblebine, and please you know, give us your views on Codex.
The answer is yes, I can jump in. First and foremost, and I think one of the critical pieces that everybody's got to understand is, because everybody asks, well, why haven't I seen this on the major media? Why isn't it on television? The answer is, very deliberately, it has been kept underneath the radar screen.
Well, it's like NSA spying's been going on for 50 years, and the stuff we're hearing about today has been going on for 20, and people are just now shocked to hear about it.
Yeah, and it's being kept very, very close to the chest, and so no one believes, when you start talking about it, no one believes that it's true because they haven't seen it on their television set, or they haven't seen it in a headline in a paper anywhere, and the answer is they haven't seen it because it's deliberately been kept out of there.
And then there's another piece, too, and Alex, you're familiar with this on a personal level as well as a professional one, too, and that is distraction through vilification. You'd say terrible, terrible things about people which have no chance of being true, but you say them often enough and loud enough, and suddenly Bert and I are, and this is what has been said over and over about us by folks who don't want our message out there, we're CIA agents, we're agents of the Rockefellers, we're witches,
druids,
we're druids, we're
witches.
This, we're that, we're terrible, terrible people. Well, I'll
we're
tell you
part
what.
Of the controlled opposition.
With a controlled opposition, blah, 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 blah. The fact is, we're right, and that's what makes us dangerous. And when you're right and you're dangerous, then you have to be neutralized through propaganda, spin, lies, and so on. So,
well, Dr. Labo, I agree with you, but let me just add something else to this. You brought up fluoridation. It was Edward L. Bernays who convinced women to smoke cigarettes. He made bacon popular on the breakfast table. He worked for the Pentagon. He worked for three presidents. He's the guy who engineered the PR to get the sodium and stannous fluoride in the water. Now even head doctors and governments are banning it. Since you brought that up, give us as a medical doctor your take and your view, and then of course you as well, General, on the fluoridation of the water.
Fluoridation, as you, I assume your listeners know well from your work, Alex, was introduced into the Soviet gulag because it made prisoners compliant. It was introduced into the water supply of the Nazi concentration camps because it made prisoners compliant.
And that's even in mainstream, that's even in mainstream history books.
Absolutely. This is not fought over and questioned. Fluoridation was introduced into the United States water supply through junk science, the same kind of junk science that Codex relies upon to convince countries to do terrible things to their population's health. The fluoride was introduced in order to do two things. One was provide a very economical disposal system for wildly toxic fluoride salts, which would otherwise be very expensive to dispose of in line with the OSHA requirements for toxic disposal, and two, to provide, shall we say, complicit, docile people. It does not prevent tooth decay. It does not prevent osteoporosis. Quite the contrary. It's a systemic poison, and if you're drinking fluoridated water, then either you're uninformed, which you have something that you can do about.
Well, Nobel Prize winners, medical doctors have gone public and say it causes all sorts of serious health problems. I go to the Babies USA store and it's fluoride for your children, fluoridated water. Give this to your children. Your child needs this type of fluoride. We've gone from the smartest country, most educated, and richest country to now major studies show over 2/3 of young people, 18 to 24. And in some cases even higher than that, can't find Iraq, can't find India. We've gone from being the smartest to the dumbest. Doctor, do you believe that's directly linked, not just to the educational standards, but also to the fluoridation?
I believe it's partly the fluoridation. It's partly the wild insane drugging of our children with deadly and neurologically damaging, permanently neurologically damaging drugs for make-believe diagnosis. It's partly due to the hydrogenated fats, which make the cell membranes of the nervous system rigid instead of flexible, so your brain doesn't work. It's due to the degraded food supply with artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, which are all toxins. It's due in large measure to the neurotoxic effects of the pesticides that and herbicides, the mercury and so on, that are part of our food supply and unfortunately part of our teeth. So we have a poisoned population. No wonder they can't think.
And let me add something, Alex, because we're talking in terms of deliberately doing this. Let me give you a quote from Mao Zedong. Everybody knows who Mao was. He says that it teaches that war demands deception. It is often possible by adopting all kinds of measures of deception, listen to that, deception, to drive the enemy into the plight of making erroneous judgments and taking erroneous actions, thus depriving him of his superiority and initiative. Now that comes out of the mouth of Mao Zedong.
And there is a war against health, just as there is a war against our children. It involves vaccination. It involves degraded food. It involves many, many, many aspects, including fluoridation. Unfortunately, it's not a war on a single front.
Dr. LeBeau, can you give us the websites for your organizations?
With pleasure.
Sure.
First of all, the information on Codex and the steps that you need to take, which I'd like to talk about, because we have power and we've just gained a significant beachhead in Codex and we need your help. The first site is www.healthfreedomusa.org. www.healthfreedomusa.org. And you will find there something that says sign petition. This is a legal assault on the United States Codex position. Please join the citizens' petition. You'll find there something called Nutricide, the DVD. Buy it, watch it, show it to your friends. You'll find the e-book.
Send it to your congressman.
Send it to your congressman. You'll find the Codex e-book. That's the same document that General Stubblebine and I presented to ministers of health and chairmen of national Codex committees during our month-long trip to Africa earlier this year, in which we said to them, you do not have to stand by and watch your people die. You have a choice. Codex is not inevitable. Codex does not govern.
Well, the good news is, and again, we have links to your websites, both of them up on Infowars.com right now. They're in the guest section on the main page, so anybody that misses those can go to Infowars.com. And when the general says, and when you say, doctor, this is premeditated, we have their own documents. We have their own battle plan. And you're right. It's not coming. They're using food as a weapon. This has been done by design. You can see the health effects in our society. Diabetes skyrocketing several thousand percent, every other type of disease and illness exploding. It is an epidemic. It is a pandemic. What is their final goal if they're able to implement Codex here domestically, General and Doctor?
I don't know. I make a strong distinction, Alex, between what I know and what I believe. And nobody invited me to their secret deliberations and said, sit down.
So what do you believe? What do you believe?
What I believe is that sick people are profitable. Let's start with that. Healthy people are bad customers for the pharmaceutical industry and for the medical industry. So we start with that. Then we come to what the World Health Organization former chairperson and what many people in the high echelons of world organizations that control the economies of the planet have said, and that includes the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the United Nations itself, and so on, Henry Kissinger, they have talked about the need for population reduction. If that is part of the intent of the, shall we say, the controllers of these activities,
well, we know that's
on a
their intent.
Great course.
Let me
I can't
take,
say.
Let me just add one thing. Did you hear about Professor Pianca at UT, who said that we need to reduce 90%, it needs to start now? And then lot of other professors said, no, we need all humans to die. General, a doctor, can both of you comment on that?
Well, I want to start on that, Alex. I'm a psychiatrist, and I know crazy when I see it. That's what we're looking at. Profound craziness.
When we watched him on MSNBC, that's what the whole staff here at the office on a big screen TV, we were watching him, and we said, that guy is completely loon. If I saw him in downtown Austin, I would have thought he got out of the Texas State Hospital.
Indeed, indeed. Now, you know, the fact that somebody's on TV, the fact that somebody has a professor, a professorial appointment or a political office doesn't mean that they're not crazy. We have far too much confirmation of that sad fact. This is profoundly crazy. But I will tell you that the route that we're heading with Codex, with the over-medication, and you know pharmaceutical medications are the leading cause of death in this country.
Yes.
With the toxification of our environment and the toxification of everything we put into our mouth unless it's organic and the degradation of the organic standards, if you're not very careful, you become part of the herd that's on the route to extinction.
Well, Doctor, I agree, but the key point here is that Dr. Pianca and Dr. Singer and others are supported by the highest levels of academia and government research and are seen as heroes. So even though their poster boys are lunatics whose eyes literally roll around in their head on national TV, it still shows that the establishment is firmly behind this. General, can I get a comment on you?
Yeah, let me turn that thing upside down, Alex. I like to look at things, the glass half full, not half empty. And I have no intention of dying, period. And I believe that we've set out a strategy that allows us to move, and oh, by the way, it's based on the principles of war, which come out of Sun Tzu way back in the 3rd or 4th century B.C., we're not quite sure when, but we have set out a strategy that's based on principles of war. They're used in any time you go to war. And we intend, A, not to die, and B, not to let anybody else die. So that's where we're headed, and we have a strategy, I believe, that can achieve those goals.
General, you just came to the point I wanted to get to later. The elite openly say, and Joy, the owner of Sun Microsystems, co-chair, has been at these meetings and wrote about it, warning people that the elite know they have life extension technologies, but they don't want to give it to 6.5 billion people, and they admit currently to extend life if you start early to 150, 200 years old, if there hasn't been too much cellular damage, and they don't want the general public to have it. That's why they want to create a world government, then exterminate 80 to 95% of us, and then only give the small few the life extension system. So I don't know if with the current technologies it can be put out, you know, basically forever, but I know they're getting very close, so they can extend you out to 150. We know 50, 60 years from now they'll have stuff to extend you out 1,000. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know, but I have no intention of going for at least another 150. Because I'm not finished doing everything I need to do here on this planet.
How old are you right now, General?
76.
Well, you certainly look younger than 76, but
that's because of what I do for him.
Dr. Lebo, that's right.
That's exactly right. And what I do for him starts with clean, unadulterated food, and it starts with high-potency nutrients and supplements, and it starts with the sensible things that need to be done. Just very quickly, in 1994, the general developed what was supposed to be terminal cancer, and I said, I don't think so. And we did the sensible, natural things that everybody has accessible to them, and lo and behold, rather than terminal cancer, he's got terminal health.
Doctor, let me stop you again. I've got to keep adding points here. 4 years ago, the head of Monsanto said, this was even in National Geographic, that they want to infect all the seed crops with their genetic engineered system so then people don't have a choice and, quote, have to eat genetic engineered cross-species creations.
Monsanto said that by 2020 they will control all food worldwide. One of the things that we have done, the Natural Solutions Foundation, and we'd like you to join us, and by the way, this is an expensive battle, one of the things that we've done is we've taken this information to Africa, and we will be going back to Africa to meet with the Ministers of Health and the Codex Committee people and the consumer advocates, and then we will be going to India, to China, to Thailand, to Cambodia, to Laos, and so on, telling them what the government-level people are not telling them.
By the way, what does Africa know, Doctor, what does Africa in general, what do they know that we don't know? Even when they're starving to death, they will let GMO food rot at the docks. They will not eat it.
You know, Robert Mugabe is not anybody's favorite champion of democracy and personal freedom, as our press tells us often. But Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe opened the World Health Organization, UN Food and Agriculture Organization, IMF, World Bank meeting in Harare, the capital of Zimbabwe, which Bert and I visited last February, by saying, you people from the developed countries and from the international organizations are trying to kill Africa with genetically modified foods. Now, Robert Mugabe seems to get a lot wrong from my point of view, but he got that one right. And that is the game. So the people of Africa know that this is what's in store for them, and they welcomed us once they were convinced that we weren't selling anything and didn't want to be high-priced consultants.
We've got to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have a caller free-for-all. We're going to get into remote viewing that General Stubblebine brought into the Army. This guy had run basically everything in the Army at every level throughout his career. And, you know, to have him on here talking about fluoridation, the toxic foods, the genetic engineering, and then life extension technologies, I know for a fact that Bill Joy and others have written about how they go to elite meetings, and the elites say, this is in Wired Magazine, people, that we can't have access to it. They're going to use a control grid to get rid of us so they get to have it, so they are the progenitors of the future. And they try to seize control of human destiny. And I don't know how far the life extension can go, but I know that there are advanced technologies being suppressed, and I know it's very, very serious, and it's interesting to have our guest with us. It's riveting. Interesting isn't enough of a comment. But we're going to go to Bobby and Jamie and Matt here, because they specifically want to talk to our guest, and Ron and Chad and others can be part of the free-for-all later. We're going to get more into Codex in the next hour. We're going to get into some of the general's other activities at the Pentagon and heading up whole military operations of the highest security. Pretty wild stuff. But right now, let's go to Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on with the doctor and the general. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi. I wanted to talk to the doctor about if they're aware about hemp seed being like the most complete food that there is, do you know? Yeah, just about hemp seed.
I know a lot about hemp seed, and I think hemp is a great food as long as it's not heated, and the oil that's pressed from it is not degraded through the production techniques. Hemp is a terrific food. And so it's very, very important to make it, among other terrific foods, available. And, of course, the propaganda against it is pretty ferocious. So, yes, I do know about hemp seed, and I think it's great stuff.
Yes, yeah, it's actually the, it survived like a DEA, like, ruling against it a couple years ago. And it's actually the closest to fish oil that there is in the plant kingdom.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, go ahead.
Yes, my question is for the doctor. Yes, I would like to know, are there any, like, cures, any known cures for cancer?
So there are many, many, many known cures for cancer. It just depends whom you ask.
Laetril,
or what's sometimes called vitamin B17, has many uses. There are people for whom Laetril is the answer for regaining health, and there are people for whom Laetril is not the answer. It's not a do-it-yourself activity.
Jamie. I mean, isn't it a cocktail of things that you need?
Well, cancer is not a disease of an organ. Cancer is a disease of the immune system. It's about immune failure. And if you just try to suppress the cancer without building up the immune system so that it could do what it was supposed to do in the first place, which is surveil the development of cancer cells and destroy those cancer cells, then you really haven't done anything except stave the problem off for a little while.
Now, I know you do the natural route. What about every month there's a new cure and then it gets shelved, like the final scene of Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that warehouse full of secrets? But, you know, they take the blood from healthy mice that doesn't have cancer, put it in with the same blood type, and it goes and kills the cancer. I mean, I guess that's just because it's healthy blood cells that and white blood cells that are able to go take out what happened. Why not just allow the body to produce its own good blood cells?
Precisely. Why not allow the body to be healthy, free of toxins, and doing what it needs to do in the first place? Well, that seems to me the best route to go, but as I say, it's not a do-it-yourself activity. So I suggest you contact doctors who know about this, and the best site for that is www.aaem, as in Mary, .com.
A-A-E-M, A-A-E-M. We'll be right back with the doctor and with the general. You'll want to stay with us. There's so much more we'll be discussing in the third hour, and your calls as well.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.